making human blood poisonous. That's a new tactic being considered in the battle against mosquitoes. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 11th, the 192nd day of the year. Our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, was born on this day, and in 1914, Babe Ruth made his Major League debut. In the endless battle of humans versus mosquitoes, there's some interesting news to report. Scientists believe they've found a way to make our blood poisonous to the insects. Studies show that mosquitoes die after biting someone who has ingested the drug ivermectin. So if you've already been bitten, what good is it? The primary hope is to keep the insects from spreading disease elsewhere. In parts of the world where malaria-carrying mosquitoes are becoming resistant to insecticides, the medication could prove to be a real silver bullet. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free newsletter at almanac.com.